And we're calling the meeting to order. Richard Uzel, our secretary, will call the roll.
Okay, it's 8:05 Eastern Time. Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons. Andre. Good. I think you're there, aren't you? Hello? Okay. Joe Wenzala.
Sorry, here.
Is that Joe? Is that,
that
Joe?
Was Joe? Yes, that was Joe.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Rico Ross? Can't hear you, Rico. George Ryder?
Here.
Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Srill?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here, and I think Sandra said she could not be at this meeting.
Oh, that's right. I think she's out of town. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Here.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Jamie Ross? Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown?
Yeah.
AC Bird? Can't hear you, AC. Lucette King? Can't hear Lucette. David Beaton? David Beaton? Sophia Wangaza?
Someone just
Hello?
Joined.
Yes, who's that? Who? David?
David? Yeah.
Okay. David, I'm putting you down.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you. That's 12. That's the quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Pound, pound, like one to mute.
Who would like, yes, David, I think you need to mute. We need to establish a timekeeper. Who would like to volunteer for that task?
Great. I'm happy to do it, Mr. Sean.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
No problem.
All right. First thing on the agenda is the agenda approval. Does anyone have any changes they wish to make in the agenda?
This is George.
This is Joe.
Okay, George first, then Joe.
Yeah, the motion by Simmons to rescind the elections procedure shouldn't be on there. It was already considered last meeting.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so it's you're.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was wrong rescinding. My apologies.
This is Nia. Great. I'd like to get on after.
Okay, so that's withdrawn. Next is Joe.
So I have two. One is to bring the motion regarding the eligibility of Campbell Johnson, place that to be addressed, I guess, just before the Governance Committee motions or with the Governance Committee motions. It would be the first item in Governance Committee.
Okay. Is there a second to that change?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to moving that item into as the first item of the Governance Committee report and motions? Hearing no objection, we'll make that move. What's your second suggestion, Joe?
The other one is to move. It's the last item in unfinished business, which is language regarding the motion passed about the collaborative program decision-making. We passed that motion, and there was no date associated with it. So I was hoping that we could make that a consent item, because right now the motion is sitting out there with no date associated with it. And I was hoping I could place that in the consent.
Okay. Is there a second for that agenda change?
Second.
Point of information?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm struggling to come up with my agenda, Joe, but did you just say that it's a motion that doesn't have a date on it?
Well, what happened is If I may, we passed the motion, but we did. It was for the GMs and the LSBs to report back on, the bylaws provision on collaborative program decision making. But there was no date for them to report back. So the motion that I have on the agenda just adds a date to it, essentially. So I'm asking that to be a consent item.
I would object.
Okay, if there's an objection, we can't have it be a consent item then. It no longer fulfills the definition of consent. So,
have a substitute motion?
Okay, what would that be? It's not a substitute motion, it'd be a new motion.
Right. Well, I guess since it's a governance matter, or came out of governance committee, then I would add that to the governance committee motions to be the last item in governance.
Okay. Is there a second to that agenda change?
Did it go to governance committee?
The original motion came out of governance committee, and this is associated with that motion. So I'm saying that we should put it with a governance committee item so it can be addressed at that time.
Okay. Is there a second to that change?
It's George, second.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving the last unfinished business item to the last item of the governance committee? Hearing no objection, that change is will be in effect. Yeah, I believe you were next on agenda changes.
And then George.
Yes.
And George.
Yes. On number 5, report of the National Election Supervisor, I would like to make that 15 minutes since we're not going to be meeting again before the deadline for people to become members. I'd like to make that 15 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to increasing agenda item 5 from 7 to 15 minutes? Hearing no objection, that agenda change has been made. All right, George?
Yeah, I just wanted to make clear that we were adding the 5 minutes. We just put a motion by Joe in the governance committee report. I'd like to add the 5 minutes for that motion to the governance committee report. So altogether, it'll be 15 minutes for the governance committee report.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Sean. Is there any objection to doing that? Hearing none, the governance committee will have 15 minutes. Are there any other agenda changes?
Madam Chair, this is Sean.
Yes.
I just want to ask if the issue under unfinished business by Ms. Rollins and Ms. Young is still timely. The one dealing with the sponsoring a vehicle and attendees for the July 4th, I don't want to say cruise, but the trip to Gaza.
You can take that off.
Not timely.
Yeah, so I think we should remove that.
Be removed.
Oh, okay, very good. There's no objection to that, is there?
No.
Hearing none, that'll be removed from the agenda.
And Madam Chair, we are at time.
Oh, and this is LaVarne Williams. I'm on the call.
Okay, very good, LaVarne. All right.
This is Nafia. I'm also on the call.
Okay. Any other latecomers?
It's Bonnie. I didn't get called on attendance because I got here a couple minutes late, but you probably know I'm here.
Okay, very good. The next thing on the agenda is minutes to be approved.
So we approve this agenda?
Oh, yes. Is there any objection to approving this agenda as modified? Hearing none, this agenda is hereby approved.
Okay.
And
Madam Chair, this is your timer. I don't have all the modifications, so if there's time changes and things like that, please alert me to them.
Okay. The time change is the National Election Supervisor report is now 15 minutes, and the Governance Committee in total is 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It's Bonnie. Will we be able to at least briefly take up this recall election, the election supervisor report?
No. I don't think that it's not properly noticed, and it's not relevant unless Radke really, I don't know. We'll think about it when we're at that agenda item.
Excuse me?
We'll think about it when, I don't see that there's anything to be taken up about
all right,
that.
Madam Chair, I'm going to move that we have a short item on the recall election as it is a pressing issue vis-a-vis our understanding as to whether ballots are still being sent out on the recall this Wednesday.
Madam Chair, we're at time. I'm the
attorney.
Okay. We'll take that up when we get to that on the agenda. The next thing, Richard, are there which...
Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
Could you tell me where it's going to be on the agenda that we'll take
okay.
that up?
Okay. The thing is this, the agenda was already approved. We just approved it two
right.
minutes ago. I understand your concern. It's just that Les Radke is to give the report, and he's really not the supervisor over that recall election.
I'm sorry. I must have looked away for a second. I didn't hear us actually approve the agenda.
Okay. Well, it was approved without objection. So okay. All right. Do you want to make an agenda, an addition?
I do.
Okay. So
what
is the motion exactly?
I can hear you.
What is the motion exactly?
Actually, proving it. I wanted a two-minute item so that I can be informed as to whether the deadline that we were last given of July 15th for ballots to be sent on the KPFA recall, if that is being suspended.
Okay. Very good. Is there a second for that?
Yes, this is George.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection? Where will we place that? We'll place that. Let's place that before, right before the National Election Supervisor, right in the at the top of that. Okay.
That's fine. Thank you.
That'll add 2 minutes. That'll be 17 minutes total. For the National Election Supervisor report. Okay. So now we're going to move on. Richard, which minutes should we take up first?
I sent out the 6-7 open minutes about noon and the 6:26 open minutes not long ago, so y'all may not have looked at them much.
What about the May 27th?
I think those have been approved. I mean, I have a check mark here that I have sent them out. I can send them again.
Okay.
I
let's.
Think.
All right. Let's go to the other ones then. The six. Which one was the next? 6:26.
June 7th and June 26th.
All right. Does everyone have the minutes for? Or has everyone reviewed the minutes for June 26th?
No.
All right. These were sent out.
The 26th didn't go out but about 30 minutes ago, and the 7th went out about noon today.
Yeah. I don't really see the 26th. Let's look over then. The June 7th minutes. Okay, does everyone have them? Is there anyone who doesn't have the June 7th minutes?
I have it, but it's dated 7:25 p.m. my time. And I haven't had a chance to look at them.
I resent both of them.
Oh, okay. So I missed it the first time, too. Sorry.
You know, these minutes are only two. These are very short minutes. Why don't we get them up and just look, review them quickly, and either approve them or table the approval, postpone the approval to the next meeting. Yes.
The only minutes I have are from the executive session. We really shouldn't be approving them in open session, should we?
These are both open session.
They're open.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have one that was sent.
Then I don't have them.
Okay.
Grace,
yes.
Yeah, I second. I think we should postpone them because there was an error, I think, in sending them first, and they came several hours after. Maybe we should postpone them for the next meeting so we could reach them.
Okay.
They've been sent out twice, and I'll send them out right now a third time.
The thing is, we're having minutes stack up. We're backlogged on improving minutes. All right, I'll leave this to the body. Nia has made a motion. Does someone want to second that, postponing the approval of the minutes?
I have it.
You know, there's
okay.
Very few hearing action notes. Items here. We could probably do this if we read what they were.
Yeah.
I'd like to second Nia's motion, and I'd like to ask that the coordinating committee put a package together of all these pending motions available for us.
I'm sorry, of what?
The coordinating committee put together, yes? Wendy asked me what I just said. This is Leslie. And I'm seconding Nia's motion, asking that the coordinating committee put together a package of the unapproved motions so that we have them all in one place at one time.
You mean
unapproved minutes, right?
Unapproved minutes. Excuse me, yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing this so that we can gather all the minutes together, put them all in one email, all the minutes that have to be approved, and we'll take it up at the next meeting?
This is LaVar. May I just make one point?
Yes.
I've been back in the office here in Berkeley, and I've been working with our attorneys. The minutes for the last whole session of the PNB in some place where the attorneys can get those minutes and look at them, are they in the same order that Leslie is asking for? And I think that would really help us a lot in terms of cutting down the number of hours that our attorneys are putting forth on all of these wonderful cases.
Yes,
there's a problem with last year's minutes.
There's a problem.
I would object to postponing the June 7th meetings. They're rather short and simple. I think we can approve them.
Okay, so let's go to a vote on whether we can approve these June 7th minutes. There's a motion on the floor to postpone this.
Chair.
Seconded.
Chair.
Yes.
This is Lizette. I'm on the phone. Can you tell me where on the agenda we're?
We're on approving the minutes for the June 7th meeting.
Okay.
So.
Madam Chair, we are time.
Okay. So we need an extension of time for approving the minutes.
Not to take a vote.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
that's
right. Is that a motion, George, to approve this set of minutes?
Well, that motion was already on the floor, and Nia's motion was essentially to postpone, and then Leslie's was amendment to that to send it to the coordinating committee to put them all in a package. And mine was objecting to that. So I think what's in order is to take a vote on Nia's motion to postpone.
Okay, so there's been an objection to postponing the approval of the minutes for June 7th. So let's take a vote on that motion to postpone. Richard?
Is this going to be a roll call vote?
Yes.
This motion is just to postpone consideration of these minutes.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rawline's not here. Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Yvette Iacco?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Casey Bird?
Yes.
Lizette King? Lizette King? David Beaton?
No.
Fiona Gaza?
No.
Six yes, seven no, and one abstain.
Okay, the motion fails.
Madam Chair, would it be helpful if I resent both of those and we took it up somewhere out of order?
Okay.
Point of order.
I believe that you just sent out the June 7th minutes.
Well, I'm looking to see if I attached them.
You did. They're there.
You did. Okay. So let's take a look at. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the teleconference of June 7th, the open meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All right, All right, is there any objection to approving this set of minutes? Hearing no objection, the June 7th open session meeting minutes are approved.
I'm abstaining. I'm abstaining from this.
Okay. Any other objections?
Yes. I'm only objecting because I haven't read them. That's the only reason.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll just note down two abstentions.
Yep, and actually, note my abstention, too. I haven't seen them. I'm not where I can get them.
And note mine, please. It's Bonnie.
All right.
Unless.
Okay,
why don't you just take a call of abstentions?
Okay, so we have Sherry, Bonnie, Nia, Susan, and Leslie abstaining. Is that correct?
And Jim Brown, because I don't have
Jim?
Them.
Jim, okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, AC Bird.
AC, fine. Anybody else abstaining?
Yeah. Did he send them? I don't have them. I'm looking. I don't see anything. But, so...
Okay. Would you like to abstain?
Yes, I'm sorry. Until I see... Yeah,
okay,
send them
very good. Are there any other abstentions? All right. The minutes have been approved with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions. Richard, please note that. As we're out of time for minutes approval, we will go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is, what is it? It's consent items. Are there any consent items? I don't believe there are. Okay, next thing after that is acknowledgments. 5 minutes of acknowledgment. Send an acknowledgment.
This is George.
Yes.
I don't know who I'm acknowledging exactly, but somebody has been updating the Pacifica National website, www.pacifica.org, and it's becoming more useful and more current. You can actually find the minutes for back to 2004, at least. I'm not sure how complete they are. So whoever I am acknowledging, I want to thank them for doing that. So someone else might know, so we can put a name to that, but I'm glad it's being done.
Okay. Does
anyone
know?
I think it's mostly Otis, and maybe John, too.
Okay.
I believe it's Otis, yeah.
Well, thank you, Otis.
Thank you very much, Otis, and thank you, John.
Mm-hmm. On the stack for acknowledgments.
And also LaVarne.
Okay, and who was that?
Susan.
Susan, okay, Susan. Go ahead.
And Jim Brown.
I'd like to make a couple of acknowledgments. One is that our local election supervisor is doing a superb job. Our programmers are cooperating with, and our program director is doing a superb job. That's number one. And number two, we are initiating major, major program change, and there's a great deal of thought going into it. They've been working with the program council. There was a briefing to the to all the local station board members who wish to come today, and we're going to be having another briefing at our local station board meeting next Wednesday.
Great. Thank you, Susan. LaVarne?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. It's not really an acknowledgement, but I don't know how appropriate this is. I just wanted to make a comment that a colleague who had worked at KPFA in the past made her transition. Her name is Cheryl Flowers. She worked as executive director for Tavis Smiley, but she was at KPFA doing the lockout and even before then, and she was very, very good. And as you see, she went to and was able to do a lot more because of the skills and the talents that she had. And just want to say that, you know, I certainly remember her fondly, and she really did a great job when she was at KPFA. So just want to say that over the air, and that she was a really good, she was a good person. Also.
Thank you for acknowledging her life.
Sure.
An accomplishment.
Yes, thank you. I never knew her. Thank you.
And Jim, you're next.
I just wanted to mention that our interim general manager of Grizzly Hubbard is doing very well with our internal staff, and there seems to be a very good, pleasant atmosphere around there. Just wanted to acknowledge that that for him.
Thank you, Jim.
Are there any other?
Go ahead, Sherry.
I want to acknowledge Len Lambrigio, KPFA, and Los Angeles and Fresno news teams. Lem Lem for being the originator of the idea, I think along with Sasha Lilly, to join the California family in one statewide broadcast. I listen to it every night. It's a wonderful newscast, getting better with each program, and it's just a real tribute to everyone that thought of it and worked on it for KPFA with no extra money, and KPFT and KFCF to be able to mount this statewide newscast.
Thank you, Sherry. Are there any other acknowledgments? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to the next agenda item, which is, I believe, the interim executive director report, and that's me. So, Joe, can you take the chair?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Are you going to recognize me?
Hey, to recognize you? What?
Isn't that the next thing on the agenda?
Yes, it's the next thing on the agenda. So, okay. Right now we'll have the report from the interim executive director.
Okay. All right. My name is Grace Aaron, for the public who are listening, and I sent out a rather long report, which I'll have to go through quickly. First of all, the big news this month is that there's been unprecedented on- and off-air outreach about our local station board elections. Petition signing parties, election packet downloads, and early return of candidate applications show very strong interest in the election. At KPFK last night, about 100 people, and this is not an exaggeration, attended a petition signing party. I'd estimate that there were 30 to 40 serious candidates there. Also, members came from far away as Santa Barbara and San Diego.
Let me try to find out.
Hello, somebody's talking over me?
Yeah, on my car.
Okay. Members came from as
far away. Can we all mute our phones, please?
Pardon me?
I was asking you to mute their phones. I'm sorry.
Yes. KPFK members came from as far away as Santa Barbara and San Diego to help sign petitions and express support for the election. There's been similar strong interest at all the other stations, especially KPFA and WPFW. Many thanks should be given to Les Radke, our national election supervisor, and all of our very conscientious and effective local election supervisors. And the Pacifica in-person meeting will be held in New York City on Friday, July 24th through Sunday, July 26th. This meeting will be held at the Beekman Towers Hotel. Full announcement of this is on the Pacifica.org website. There are possible items for discussion may include, one, reviewing draft budgets for fiscal year 2010, and I've misnumbered this. Two, strategic planning. Three, programming improvement. Four, gathering, reviewing, and making available Pacifica policy for personnel, programming, finance, et cetera. Five, moving from transitional management to more stable leadership and management. Six, visions and goals for the Pacifica Foundation. Those are just some potential agenda items. Now we have some station news. Everything, according to Grigsby Hubbard, the interim GM at WPFW, things are going well. The staff, in his words, is uplifted and relieved and gratified that we're turning the corner on things. He said that we've had at least a half dozen years of real neglect. The transmitter needs work. The broadcast console needs attention. And there are challenges in the equipment area. People from the national and other stations are down in D.C. now to cover the Sotomayor hearing. And he also said that as we look at our numbers, it makes for a strange, out-of-control budget. Besides central services fees, there are legal expenses down at WPFW and extraordinary expenses that are hitting that station in terms of the election, severance, et cetera. And he said there's a lot of good news. They're configuring the staff, ramping up volunteers. People are being very responsive. He's canceled the duck race because says that the station had been losing money on special projects of that nature. The next fund drive for WPFW is August 7th to the 10th, and the reason for that is Saturdays and Sundays are very good for their fund drives, and they'll wrap it around Friday and Monday. Bobby Hill, the program director, has agreed to come back on, so he is now the interim PD. KPFT, Dwayne Bradley, says that they're in the middle of a hectic and exciting time, and there is a proposed, as Susan mentioned, major changes in programming at that station. The grid is going to be shifted around quite a bit, also they've added quite a bit of election coverage and have had mixers for ballot petition signature signing. And they're having a service auction, gala, costume party dinner. They're going to be having a mini drive in mid-August. Ahmad Anderson, the interim HR director, will be visiting KPFT this week. The finances look good. The budget progress is progressing, according to Dwayne at KPFT. And they should have a preliminary budget ready by July 15th. So far, and this is as of Thursday, there were 10 candidates for the listener member seats and 2 staff candidates. But he said that most of the candidates come forward at the last minute. And in response to a question about if the lists were ready, they are at KPFT for the election. The membership lists have been updated and duplicates removed, et cetera, et cetera. And they have currently 8,118 paid listeners as of July 8th and 80 unpaid staff who fit the bylaws requirements. Moving on to KPFA, Lem said that they've been in budget hell there, and they're working on the new budget template. There's been some little bit of tweaking that needs to be done with that. And she says they're going to be making programming changes and restructuring that'll put KPFA in better financial health and give the station better listenership. A new business manager has been hired, and KPFA is producing the upcoming Sotomayor hearings, which will be available to other stations and to the affiliates. Mitch Jezerich, which many of us know, is in D.C. right now, and they're also hoping to launch a second set of letters from Washington with Mitch as the host. Moving on to KPFK, Sean Heitkemper says that he is currently covering the post of program director as well as general manager, so he's been very busy with many meetings, and he's trying to work on the budget. It's been difficult because KPFK is now about $100,000 short in the budget process. The last fund drive came in about 6% under the goal. The pledge total was $929,000. They don't have the fulfillment numbers yet because it just ended recently. And the reason they stopped the fund drive is usually there's a pickup in donations at the very end, and they just seem to be out of steam. So rather than pushing that drive any longer, they're going to be having a two fundraising sometime later in the summer. And
we have time, and I move. Mr. Chair,
this is Kathy. I just joined the call.
It looks like somebody joined the call and didn't mute.
This is Kathy.
Can we all take a moment to make sure we mute it if we're not, if we're not already muted? And Sean,
yes. Mr. Chair, we're at time, and I would like to make a motion to extend for 2 minutes so that our interim executive director can finish her report.
Fair enough. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Anybody opposed? Hearing no opposition, Grace, please go ahead.
Okay, so let's see if I can. Sean also said the health and spirituality premiums were really the strongest in this last drive. LaVorne Williams, moving on to WBAI, LaVorne Williams, the interim GM of WBAI, said that they're preparing for the next fund drive. It was supposed to be in July, but it's been moved to August to start on August 3rd. And the Sotomayor hearings are going to have some help from a couple of people from WBAI because Ms. Sotomayor is a New Yorker, so there's an interest in that station being engaged in the reporting. Also, very exciting thing, Chuck D of Public Enemy is going to be doing a program at WBAI. The conception of the show is to have it be an ESPN of hip-hop. And the show will be pre-produced, and it'll start in the middle of August. And there's a lot of staffing problems, of course, because the staff is pretty thin at WBAI, and some financial troubles due to the backlogged rent that we're having to speedily make up for. So that's putting a bit of a cash crunch on WBAI. As far as the CFO, the budget template is being worked on, and also some other matters of concern at WBAI are being looked at. The Pacifica Archives, are a lot of very good news with the archives. They're going to be receiving a $100,000 grant from the American Archive Pilot Program, so this is really good, big news. And also the Redefining Black Power book and audio project is going well. And they're working on premiums regarding that and also the campus campaign. And in terms of the affiliates, Ursula Rudenberg attended the Grassroots Radio Conference in Montreal, and she got some good networking going there and some good contacts. And she's in Mississippi helping a radio station startup get off the ground. And she's also put together a budget for the affiliate program.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
Seems like somebody is making a call.
Intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
I don't want to do it.
Intente de nuevo más tarde.
Somebody made a call.
Switch 753.
Okay, there we go.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
What is one inch?
Message
two lines.
Switch 753.
Somebody
the person you have called
phone.
Is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento.
The gist at this point is we all get up and fall back in if this doesn't
two.
Stop for
Switch
a moment.
Seven,
we need to talk
five,
to our streaming
three.
Person. Is there a streaming person out there? Otis or Scooter, are you guys there?
Yeah,
okay, great. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Put me back online.
All right. I'm sure everybody will be. I'll just continue the report as people
sure.
join the call.
Go ahead.
At save time. And the last thing to wrap it up is that all in all, a turnaround is well in progress at two stations and on the national level. Programming and income improvements are being planned and implemented at all five stations. And a lot of good news, and I'd like to also, again, acknowledge our election supervisors because they're doing a truly excellent job. And that's about it.
Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome.
LaVon, are you, Sean, where are you at on time? LaVon, are you available?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, LaVon, if you could in your
okay.
report, and I'll hand the chair back to Grace.
Okay, I sent out this is really brief for today. My name is LaVon Williams. I'm the interim CFO of the Pacifica Foundation. I'm also the acting general manager for WBI in New York, and I am in two places at one time. But basically, I wanted to report basically was the letter that I sent to the staff, giving an update for July. And in addition to that, effective this past Friday, Lois Withers, who is a former business manager at KPFA, began a temporary assignment as business manager for WBAI, working in the national office in Berkeley. And the present fiscal director at WBI, Indra Hardett, welcomes Lois as to handle the many finance tasks, including the 2010 budget, getting our timely cash flows, getting transfers done on time, that are getting the things that are due to the CFO's office. So Lois will be handling those responsibilities here in Berkeley. And I certainly believe that that the analysis skills and the experience of Lois will make the budgeting more timely, as well as the fact that she has the institutional memory for the foundation, and she's worked on a number of projects that were basically foundation-wide and not just related to KPFA. And she's certainly helped me so far on some of the issues that we have had. And just Grace talked over some of the projects that we're doing with BAI, and basically I just congratulated the staff again and also thanked the listeners for really supporting WBAI, that if we wanted to go down in terms of personnel reassignments, we have our new people in personnel positions, we've gone through that before, that in the month of May and June, like I'd said before, that we paid the past due rent for February and March in May, that we received a $5,000 check in the restricted account for a building fund, and that we are exploring two major opportunities involving the facility, including subleasing space with our next-door neighbor and perhaps move into a city-owned building, which will require major renovations at the end of the lease in 2012. And we're also exploring two intern opportunities with major universities. One is the universities in the New York area, and the other is a university out of state, where it would also involve perhaps an endowment. That we paid past due rent for April, May, and one half of June. $90,000 was paid in June. So the successful fund drive really accounted for us being able to make those payments. But as Grace says, we will have some cash flow. Will be not issues. We should be able to make the payments in August, unless we can speak with Mr. Silverstein and perhaps delay at least one of the payments until the fund drive starts in October. And we're continuing to ship past due and current premiums. That the union grievances on wake-up call were addressed satisfactorily, which included the news headline reader, where we actually hired a part-time person who not only reads the headlines but also helps with both wake-up call and with talkback, to the
anchor shows here that are produced at WBAI.
Yeah.
And also, we had on Wednesdays, we had a person who volunteered in the time that was a paid position. So the person who does Wake Up Call, Esther Almra, now she does it 4 days a week, not 3 days a week. And then, of course, Mario Marilla still does it on Friday, and he does a fair, and his show is very good. And just basically some of the other things that, as Grace talked about, public check, the public entity, we'll be doing a hip-hop type of show beginning in August. And I also heard that Vibe magazine actually has closed, but they're in some process of trying to run something on the Internet. In fact, I heard that on KPFA. So, you know, there's all kind of potential there in terms of BAI serving as a... as perhaps it's even a place where we can do some type of summit on hip-hop in the media. And KPFA has Davey D and Chuck D talked about Davey D. So all the people are connected, and we have some really good people at BAI, like Ife Nancy. And as Frey said, the Sotomayor confirmation hearings begin tomorrow. And if we are going down in terms of other replacements, we have... Oh, and then I just basically went through the financials for... at the time it was May year-to-date for... although we have June year-to-date numbers, and we'll get that out. We will go over them in the Finance Committee meeting, then we should send them all out to the whole board, including the cash flows. So we have that for all... Now we have it for all five stations because I was able to... complete the cash flow for BAI, which I finished probably Friday night or Saturday, so that, you know, we have that updated. We have a better idea about what's happening there. And the other really important thing is that here in Berkeley, I think I'd mentioned before, we had a professor at the California Academy of Arts, and he's also an architect. Well, his project for the summer for his students was to use KPFA and Pacifica's national office, the KPFA, the radio, and then the empty restaurant as a project for his students. So they did a first presentation this past Monday where we went up to San Francisco, and these students, there were about eight presentations, they presented their ideas of what could be done with the national office and the empty restaurants. And most of them basically looked at, you know, making that into like a cafe with a performance stage, and then the national office, their various ideas on that. The one I really liked was to perhaps have something in the back, although the important thing is we still have to maintain our address on Martin Luther King Jr. Way. But so that's a big project. And then what they're going to do probably within the next week is to present their ideas on the station itself. And a lot of the ideas are all involved sustainability, a green building. We could even go after, like, getting certified as a green building. So this is, like, really exciting that, you know, people are looking at this. And, of course, you know, we can use this once, you know, the plan is we select a plan, which we would hopefully we can present some of it to the board at the end of this month, but that we can use this as the base for major capital campaign. So that's kind of it for what I've been doing over the last week or so.
Thank you, LaVarne.
You're welcome.
Are we at time?
We are at time.
I have a question.
Okay. Joe, can you recognize me for just a minute to give an update about the election, the recall election?
Sure, yeah, you're recognized. Go ahead.
Okay, this is to the local, the recall election supervisor is being replaced, and the ballots for that election will not be going out on July 15th. It's going to be pending a review of that election.
Great.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, can you repeat that? It's Bonnie.
Okay. The election supervisor for the recall election is being replaced. And the ballot mailing will not go out on July 15th, as earlier announced. So the date when they'll be going out is not known yet. I will advise everybody when we do a review of that election. when another supervisor is in place for that election, we'll have a new timeline at that point.
Okay. Sean, where are we at time?
Well, we're now into the
election. The 2 minutes report, and when we go to the election reports, it will be 15 minutes.
Okay. That's on the call?
Yep. Okay, yeah. I can take back the chair now, Joe.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Les, you want to report on the election?
Yeah, the there's a couple of different things that have been happening, but I think everybody...
Powered by Ring 2. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star.
All right, we're playing games.
Hello.
Oh, what is this?
I will talk loud. I think everybody who's been listening to the radio finds that at every station, many, many cards have been played. There's been very, very creative things that local election supervisors have come up with. There's been some generic cards that have been circulated. So the idea, the goal was to really get the entire listening audience involved with the election, both to become more active rather than passive. And I think we'll see exactly how well this has worked. I mean, one of the problems is that at traditional, if we look at the past Pacifica elections, almost everybody turns in their statements the last 2 days. We've been trying to do something about that. What Otis has done is he set up a web page that each local election supervisor can take statements as they come in and post them. So particularly KPFK, KPFA. KPFK now has 7 listener statements and 1 staff statement listed. KPFA has 5 listener statements. And in the next couple of days, hopefully we'll have many, many more. Obviously, this is still getting very close to Wednesday, which is the cutoff date for the nomination. The other thing that Otis did was to create a situation where every download, I get sent the email address. And so we've been sending those out to the local election supervisors, and they've been writing letters to the people, particularly to help those who really don't know anybody in their local station area, to help them get signatures. So in the next few days, every station is having signature signing parties. There, as Grace mentioned, there was one at KPFK, and talking to Michael Sanchez, it was very, very enthusiastic. There's going to be other of these signing parties that are coming up. 3 stations, and that's the 3 stations are KPFA, WBAI and WPFW. The local election supervisors asked to extend the time in which to turn in the petitions to midnight, because they wanted to stay there till midnight gathering signatures. I said fine. So even though the nomination forms say 5 p.m. they have to be in, we will be putting on the air that those 3 stations, we will accept them up to midnight. I figure if the local election supervisor, if they desire to extend it, I'm giving them that ability to extend the period. Certainly they can't decrease it, but they can extend the period to midnight. So those 3 stations, WPFW, WBAI, and KPFA, they will allow people to turn in their signatures until midnight. The nomination period ends on July 15th, and that's when we'll know how many candidates we have for each station. I think there's been a great job in terms of spreading the word, and one of the collateral fallouts is that the staff is now aware there's election. I know that previously when I've gone in and talked to staff, even near the end of the nomination period, you'd find half the staff not being aware there was an election. That's not the case this time, because the staff has been playing these cards. And what's interesting is that I have a total of 1 complaint about the number of cards that have been played on the stations nationwide. So there is 1 complaint from 1 station on the East Coast, and that's the only complaint that we've gotten. I was surprised, because I thought people might be incensed, but the cards have been fairly creative, varied, and we've given a lot of options to programmers so that they can play the cards of various sorts. They can spread them out over time. Or most helpful, I mean, it's the best thing, is that they talk either with the local election supervisor or by themselves about this election. And a lot of the programmers have gotten into this and have done this. So it's been really the most exciting election I've been involved with in terms of people being very, very aware. We'll see what the outcome is, but my feeling is that there's going to be, at most stations, quite a few candidates. Just reminding people of different deadlines. The concern about playing cards, we should all remember that there's 3 months of the campaign. The campaign ends October 15th. So we're talking of spreading this out over the 3 months. Now, the key date, of course, is the end of August, because that's when the ballots are mailed, and that's the end of August is when people come back from vacation. So it's only when these ballots are mailed that there gets to be some very, very lots of people get very, very interested in this. But we should talk this period of time about what the candidates have to offer, some of the problems and solutions for the different local stations. Those are the things that the candidates will be raising. End of August, the ballots are mailed out. October 15th, that ends the election in the sense that that's when all the ballots have to be received. And at that point, we'll know, you know, what the situation is in terms of how effective this has been. And we can go over it. So I'm open to questions. That's very brief in terms of our election up to date.
This is George. Question?
Nia Gray?
Yes, George.
And Nia?
And then Nia. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Les, is it possible to have the shows in which several candidates present themselves on the air and get asked questions by the audience? Can we sort of store them someplace so people can reference them afterwards, and it will all be in one place on the audio of that, so that people can go back and hear what the candidates are and compare them?
Absolutely. I should mention, in conjunction with that, absolutely. And I want to mention, I mentioned that Otis wrote this program so that all the candidate statements are not on the local station servers. What they are is on Pacifica.org. If you go to Pacifica.org, you will see, click here to see the candidate statements. And what the local election supervisors can do is they receive these candidate statements, they can immediately post them. That means there's not going to be a backlog like in previous years where some statements were, you know, sort of sitting there as we got somebody to put them in. They can put them in directly. Not only that, but they can also put in their photos. They can also put in the MP3s. They can also put in biography. So there's a lot of information that they can put in for each candidate statement. And it's not the MP3 will not be limited to 1 minute.
You should get on.
AC, if you're talking on the phone, can you please mute your phone?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I want to be on the stack too, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I wasn't
please,
sure if you heard me.
Mute
I wanted
your phone.
To get on the stack also.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Leslie. Who is on the stack now? I have
okay.
to be, and I...
Nia, AC, and Bonnie. Okay, next is Nia.
And Leslie would like to be on the stack.
I hear you. Okay.
Thank
you. All right, go ahead, Nia.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Leslie. Thank you for your report. I don't know if you're aware that even today at noon and 1 on the station, the cards are being played saying that the deadline is July 14th. So, I mean, there are a few minor issues that I would like to address in the form of a motion. So the motion is as well, first, are you aware of that? Let me ask you that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So the motion is as follows. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws allow for the National Election Supervisor, NES, to set the record date in the case of a written ballot at 45 to 60 days before the mailing of said ballot, and whereas during a Webstream Pacifica National Board meeting on June 7, 2009, the NES declared that the record date for the 2009 local board LSB election would be extended and subsequently caused to be posted to the Pacifica website a record date and nomination close date of July 15th. No local election supervisor, LES, can demand candidates file nomination forms, nor may any general manager, GM, demand the members complete payment or work in lieu of contributions prior to July 15th in order to participate, and whereas on or around June 25th, WBI Interim General Manager Warren Williams distributed a deeply flawed memo containing completing dates of membership records, campaigning, ballot mailing, and ballot return. And whereas LaVarne Williams and WBAI LES Ethan Young have caused or allowed to be recorded and repeatedly broadcast over the air announcements, in the first instance recorded by Michael G. Haskins, which excludes from the invitation to participate those whose vital membership contributions were made in the form of donated time, and in the second instance by Janet Coleman and David Dozier, which contains incorrect dates for retaining membership and submitting nomination forms. And whereas the WBA listeners and membership have been misled by the aforementioned cards and by an erroneous notice on the station's website demanding the qualifying membership act be completed by July 14th, and whereas invoices for the WBA Spring 2009 fund drive were mailed several weeks after initial pledges were taken, and well after the end of the drive, likely affecting persons' ability to submit payment in time to qualify for membership, and whereas in violation of the NES mandate regarding the July 15th record date, the website of WPFW asserts that only those who are qualifying membership acts were completed by June 30th will be allowed to participate in the election, and whereas the gross error has such substantial potential to affect participation and thereby limit and adversely affect the pool of voters and candidates as to constitute voter suppression, be therefore resolved that the NES is requested to seriously consider extending the record and nomination dates of WBAI to July 29th and the WPFW to at least August 5th to cause a copy of this motion to be posted permanently on the front page of the websites of the affected stations and to be recorded for frequent airing along with new cards with corrected information, all of which should be voiced by persons other than those who convey the inaccurate information so as to increase the likelihood that those hearing these announcements will easily recognize them as new. And I will send this out to the...
Okay, thank you, Nia. The next